好啦，咁我哋翻翻嚟讲翻，继续今晚我哋个讲题个呢个题目啦，就是、香港系咪真系有学术自由咩？咁样咁我相信学术自由咧，个人都认为系好紧要，系应该有嘅。咁香港学术自由呢个问题嘅冲击咧，可以咁讲咧，系几年前啦，系中庭要博士就喺做一啲调查。咁就受到嗰、那個香港政府嘅干擾，咁
唔係香港政府，係私底下嗰個係董建華嘅一個助理，
盧長安
係公公。
咁結果咧就引發好大嘅迴響啦，係咪？甚至乎有聆訊，係咪？
唔係嗱，講得清楚啲先，單嘢咁咧有一日咁啊，中庭要突然開記者會嘅，咁就話。佢做嗰、那个阿董建华嗰个民望调查，俾人干预，即系叫佢喂冇做到咁、啊，即系咁嘅。
就咁简单一个
系啦，即系佢又觉得有人干预佢嗰个研究，即系同埋呢啲咁嘅民意调查。
咁结果佢哋当时系咪有一个聆讯啊？即系
咁佢当时咧，你知咧，一个文人咁样，佢讲嗰阵就口窒窒，慌死俾人刺杀、暗杀咁样，咁啊边个啊咁样？咁佢噏咗就盧長安啫嘛，就係、是、董建華身邊嘅一個助理嚟嘅。
咁結果呢？
咁要開聆訊咯，咁嗰、那個盧長安就要辭職咯。
哦，
即係
件事喎。
係啊，咁啊，係啊。
咁因為始終學術自由係一個好緊要嘅，然後。
我記得當時佢話係即係阿盧長安咧，係同佢講傾偈嘅時候就話。如果你咁样继续落去咧，就会慢慢阴干你嗰个部门，令到你唔可以继续。
系啦，即系搵佢倾下偈咁样咯。
呢个都系外国啲 UFO 教授嘅被人对待嘅手段嚟嘅，就系、是、慢慢将你摆埋一边咯。
嗱，所以我就系、是、自从呢单嘢之后咧，咁正如头先在座讲话，咦，会唔会系即系港大内部自己？殺停咧，我覺得個可能，我自己認為，我覺得可能性會比較低啲。自從呢單之後，
嗱你中庭要依之後，佢哋學咗嘢啦，就唔應該咁做。
你實死嘅喎，大佬實俾人懟出嚟嘅喎，呢鋪。
好啦，咁我哋咁
呢個咧，其實可能係 out of 佢哋嘅 expectation。
係啦，
我唔相信
咁樣。
我想即係我嘅睇法就係話，佢哋叫停呢樣嘢咧，從來冇諗過。会引致咁大嘅后果嘅，咁所以而且亦都系好突然咯，即系话其实当时有啲 participant 啊吓，系去到 on the way 先知道，去到门口先知道。
五个钟叫人
广大喎，我哋靓仔发梦都想入噶，喂，唔系我女小学搞咩弹琴比赛，突然可以取消，系咪咧？即
系咁本身即系讲大咁，系冇错。咁我
佢取消，咁即系我嘅意思，即系话咧，佢哋系未即系如果佢吸取咗呢个先前嗰个教训，咁你大学里面嘅人冇人够胆突然刹停噶，即系诶唔准咁样，即系咁样做。
咁但系发生咗咯，
咁发生咗就系我要问阿主席阿 Moon 啊，有冇出嚟？有冇人出嚟应答咧？通常一系就打你咁样
啊！而家系啊，叫停啊！咩叫叫停啊？真系攞把口嗌停嘅啫，冇一张 email， 冇一张纸白纸黑字话，今日要停，亦都冇解释到停，亦都冇事后再倒翻一封信或者 email 或者任何嘢话点解停，即系佢哋争咗我两个解释。第一就系你写翻个书面通知嗌停啊，第二。你写翻点解停啦？
喂，大
咁而家两样嘢都冇嘅，真系攞把口嗌停就停嘅。
咁嗰条友嗌停系咩友嚟嘅咧？容许我讲。
通识教育咯。
咁嗰个系咩人嚟噶？系主任啊？
系主任啦。
通识教育
系。喂，咁你系主任，唔该你写翻张嘢俾我啦。你就系靠把口噏。
冇错
啊！
出嚟捞世界。
我提咗佢好多次嘅。
大学嚟噶嘛？唔系小学嚟噶嘛？
提咗佢好多次，喂，争咗呢份嘢喎。
而家佢都冇一个官方嘅解释嘅。
唔系，即系唔好介意啊！
呢个人系存在噶嘛？
系咯，系主任嚟噶。
系嘛？咁呢个人有个名噶嘛？系咪？呢个人
咁好啦，不如你哋打张方俾佢，喂，你签翻个名俾我啦。
唔系 tick yes 定 no 啦，俾佢 tick 啦。
系啦，一系咁样啦。
嗱，其实咁啦，其实嗰件事发生咗之后咧，其实我哋会里边都即系讨论过，究竟我哋应该采取咩嘅态度，或者咩嘅点样 position 我哋啦？
唔系你要
对于呢件事件吓，
唔系你要尊重下人。喂，你话声俾我听啦，大佬，你都
佢而家唔即系，总之佢冇答案啦。
系啦 ，exactly 啦。咁所以其实我哋系有要求过 ，OK 广大嗰边系俾一个正式嘅解释，我哋系点解会叫停呢样嘢啦 ？OK，which 一路到而家都系冇一个正式官方嘅解释啦，起码系冇一个白纸黑字嘅解释啦，净系一路话系。delay postpone OK postpone 到而家 OK 咁當然我哋本來亦都冇諗過話想話將一件事情發到去咁大，即係話全世界嘅 news agency 都有轉播啊，成日咁樣完全冇嘅。我哋開頭都係唔想話啊，將一件咁嘅事情係發到去咁大，
因為醜噶嘛，係
啦，
醜噶嘛，
即
係
對於香港 OK 都唔係一件醜
用嚟喎，香港
咁同埋對於我哋一路傾開咗啲朋友，因為搞呢件事情咧，咁亦都同通識系嗰邊唔少嘅朋友有聯絡啊，有成，亦都有啲私人嘅關係，咁亦都唔想令到佢哋尷尬嘅，根本就咁所以我哋唔想話係做到咁樣樣嘅，咁所以開頭你見到就係話我哋九月幾發生嘅嘛呢件事情，
九月十六
係啦，一路到而家咁先至點解會係出面啊，先至會講或者係 media 先報導，因為開頭我哋根本係採取一個係。你可以讲话以静制动嘅方法又好，而系我哋亦都唔想话咁高调嘅。其实因为第一，我都觉得呢件对于港大嚟讲唔系一件好事。OK， 对于帮我哋嘅朋友，咁亦都唔想话令到佢哋尴尬咁样样。咁所以一路都系保持比较低调，一路净系想话追佢啊。你话究竟系 delay？咁 delay 到几时咧 ？delay 到几时咧？我哋系采取观望同埋等待嘅，即系俾我哋俾时间佢哋嘅，其实就系、是。咁但系一路佢哋就系一路系咁拖咗太耐啦。咁而啲传媒亦都即系发现到呢件事情。OK， 咁因为
其实开拖嗰日嘅之前，传媒都系密切期待我哋开嘅。
系啊 ，exactly
咁啊，所以我哋唔开波啦吓。我哋就算唔出声都猛咁俾人追住问，
系
啊，
因
为传
媒。都其实当日都有啲传媒嘅朋友想话去听同埋报道嘅，咁、所以佢哋都会 curious， 所以点解会刹停咗咧，同埋几时再继续咧？咁一路都系 keep 问，即系 keep 住问住我哋嘅。咁我都只能够话，香港要嗰边话 delay， 咁但系一路过咁耐都仲系 delay 咧，咁样样，咁所以咧就开始慢慢去报道呢样嘢啦。其实咁
即系仲有一个星期就四个月噶啦。
系啦 ，exactly， 我亦都唔系想话利用传媒嘅力量。去將呢樣嘢去 pressurize Hong Kong U 去搞翻呢件課程，而係佢即係亦都 beyond 我哋嘅 control， 可以講話係。咁佢自己走出嚟就係發展成係去到而家咁嘅局勢咯。
我想問下佢用咩藉口去繼續拖落去啊？
嗱，佢嘅藉口咧就係揾唔到人開會，
人開會，
即係佢哋要揾齊 science faculty 嘅人去呢、這個 general studies 嘅人。我哋方面飛碟學會同埋飛碟呢、這個學術會嘅人一齊去開會，咁啊次次都話揾
最主要係科學院，
最主要嚇。
咁我想知道你哋係咪都係每次都好遷就佢哋，都係你哋去配合佢哋？
我哋幾時都可以揾到我哋嘅代表出席嘅。
哦，咁樣嘅，即係咁都好明顯嘅咯喎。咁其實好似個拖字咁感覺。
可以
起碼我自己覺得係好似係不斷咁拖緊咯，
亦都可以咁講嚇。
真係好明顯。
咁佢哋驚咩呢？我哋喺今晚嘉賓呢亦都有Neil Gore 啦。咁Neil呢喺呢個即係世界各地嘅飛碟嗰個現象嘅組織裏面呢，佢係好即係好有權威同埋好熟悉嘅。所以我哋希望呢即係睇下Neil 呢喺呢方面點樣睇。So what you think happened? You know, why this?
Okay, let's look at it from this point of view.This decision was made very, very high up in the university to stop the lectures. You have to ask yourself why. I don't know if you've noticed how clever university lecturers and economists are after the crash. They're very clever after the crash to tell you what happened and how it happened. And if only we'd done this and if only we had done that. They're very clever after the crash. But not one university professor was ever clever to predict the crash. Now, this is a very, very truthful statement I'm making.
Mm-hmm.
You never hear before the crash, or you never hear before the incident, mm-hmm. a prediction, but they're clever afterwards. Mm-hmm. Now, I can tell you, in this room, you're sitting with people like James Chu, who's been on your program talking about energy,
mm-hmm.
free energy. The people in this room are actually not just futurists. In other words, people who think out the box to look at the future.
Mm-hmm.
People in this room are actually called futants. They not only predict the future because they think exopolitically and exoconsciously, but they are going to change the future.
Mm.
And this is what a futant is. And I think
fusion.
A futant.
Futant. Fusion with future.
They will change the future. Now, there's a terrible, terrible, terrible syndrome that exists in these old academic institutions like Hong Kong University. It's called tenure tetanus. Now, it's a horrible thing to say.
Tenure.
Tetanus. Tetanus, you know the disease, tetanus. You get, you cut yourself and you get sick. Yeah? Well, a lot of these professors in the university have got something called tenure. They cannot lose their job.
Right.
They are there, they are stuck there,
mm-hmm.
they are happy, they get their salary every month.
Right.
They can just smoke the cigar at night, come do the lecture, and everything is nice and sweet.
Right.
We call that tenure tetanus.
Right.
It's a sickness, you know? Now, you can imagine, all these professors and lecturers are sitting in the Hong Kong University.
Mm.
Suddenly, some of the progressive elements in the university come along and they say, ah, let's introduce a UFO course, some exopolitics, and let's just think a little bit outside of the box.
Mm.
Lectures are prepared, everybody's happy, and then all of a sudden, the professor with tenure tetanus at the top sits there and he scratches his head and he goes, what happens if they start to talk about things that I don't understand?
Mm.
Or, what happens if they talk about things that I do understand, but I'm told not to talk about?
Mm.
Exopolitics and ufology will make people wake up.
Mm.
And this is something that university people don't want. Secondly, imagine all those professors who are sitting there for all these years. They get to a very high level of academic progress, achievement, and they know out of the side of their eye, they see all these films that are coming with E.T., Spielberg, they see Taken, they think back to the War of the Worlds, and they start to hear about other professors from other universities who have given exopolitics courses and UFO courses, and those guys are talking more and more and more about this planet's engagement with extraterrestrials through the U.S. military. They worry. They are scared. So this is some of the opinion of the ex-political community worldwide as to why these people cancel these lectures. Now, you must also understand that in the past, the 1940s, late 1940s, there was, during the time when of Roswell and after that, the Space Brothers, all these contactees were talking to people from other planets. The controlling group was called Majestic 12, today is known as PI-40. It had various divisions that acted upon the instructions of Majestic 12, the control group. One of them was a psychological strategy board that determined what was the way to implement the policies that they do abroad. Now, a lot of countries are still controlled by the system, by the Americans, because if you don't listen to America, you can't export to them. If you don't listen to America, you do not get your permission to build your nuclear power. If you don't listen to America, you can't launch any missile above a certain height and leave the planet's atmosphere. This is just a fact. America controls everything. So there are certain forces also at work, very, very well hidden. They're in all the institutions. And this smells to me that somebody, somewhere, is under slight concern of these forces. To me, if it walks like a duck, if it quacks like a duck, it's not a rooster. It's a duck. And that's what I think we're looking at. We're looking at a system where Hong Kong, the freedom, the academic freedom of the students, is being compromised. And these people, these professors with tenure tetanus, have to be called to account because they are allowing Hong Kong to become a puppet or a slave dog to an American system. And why are we all here? Because we want the students to learn the reality of what's going on. Those professors, some of them have told me that, oh, they worry about the lecture because, oh, there's nobody in the students is going to have a chance to challenge. Well, of course they can challenge. They put their hand up and ask a question. Oh, no, no, no. We're also worried because somebody phoned up because they heard, that we're doing a UFO course and they were very, very insulted. People go to the cinema and watch a film and they get insulted. At least give the student the chance. Let him listen and let him ask the question. Now, I say this to the person that all these professors are protecting in the background, somebody very high up in the science department, I believe, allegedly. Why don't you come engage me in a public debate on television in front of the whole of Hong Kong? I'll have one arm tied behind my back. I'll give you all the research material. I'll tell you where to look. And you challenge me and you tell me why they should not have these lectures. And I will tell you why they should. Now, that's very fair.
Right.
Neil, the problem is they don't want to play fair.
Nothing is fair. The day you wake up in the morning is not fair.
No, my point is they don't want to play with you in a fair term. They want to win. But they don't have the way to win.
That's what I like. They don't have the way to win.
They have predicted. The final result will be you win. And they lose face.
They are winning for me. Because the more they say no, the more we tell the press. The more we tell the press, the more silly they look. The more, you know that the whole exopolitical network, all academics from all over the world, I'm getting emails every day, I've sent some of these emails to you guys. You can see Philippines, you can see Singapore, you can see France, you can see Germany, you can see Britain. They're all there and they're laughing at, I think it's the Dean of the Faculty of Science. Sorry, this is what I heard, I don't know, but this is what's been told to me. Mm-hmm. You know, get this guy, stop protecting him, get the guy out. Who is he? If he's got 10-year tetanus, I'll give him an injection, I'll cure him. Let him come. Don't hide away. Come, because all you're doing is you're hurting the students. You're not only hurting the students, he's hurting his own children and his own grandchildren and his children's children's children. Because the more he hides all this, the more we'll be breathing in dirty air because all this technology has been hidden by the same thinking that he has.
And the most important point is they are hurting the value of the degree they offer.
The degree is going to be a joke.
Yes.
An absolute joke. Here's a university, it's been very well established, and is not prepared to let the students think outside of the box. You know, you can't fly a jet by following the instruction book. You know?
Yeah.
Because you can't put everything in the instruction book.
Yeah, I agree. I think it is really time for people to find out about this stuff. You know, UFOs, aliens. Literally, I mean, our life depends on it. The world is falling apart, and you know, the more we keep this hidden, the worse the earth is going to be. So it is absolutely urgent that we have to start talking about this. And in a way, like Cousin was saying, that it's a good thing, you know, this thing happened, because now it's really gaining a lot of publicity, a lot of attention from people both in Hong Kong and outside of Hong Kong. And so we have to keep the momentum going. We have to keep pressuring Hong Kong U and talking to the press until we can have a course. You know, and like Neil was just saying, we don't want to present this as one-sided. People can always challenge us. There's no problem. You know, I'm not telling people like this is a fact. I'm telling them this is what I found out. Now it's up to you. You can go find out. The internet is an excellent tool nowadays. You can find out a lot of stuff. But you have to do your homework, you know. You cannot hide your head underneath the sand. That doesn't work. All we are doing is giving Hong Kong a wake-up call, especially young students, young people. Tell them that, hey, maybe these things exist, really. You just have to open your eyes and take a look. And if you take a look, and you make up your own mind, and if you think this is valid, then start digging. Start demanding all this information to come out. Why? Because Earth, we are destroying Earth. We're destroying ourselves. We have to do something.
Well, you told me, James, even way before this crash started, you were already talking about bringing George Green from the States, who has predicted this right to the last letter. In fact, if you listen to Gerald Celente on Coast to Coast Radio, another one mm-hmm. been predicting. These are the exo-economists that we need to listen to, because the old models are wrong. Clearly they're wrong. I mean, even your whole theory about the electric universe. They've got the whole understanding of the model of the universe on a gravitational basis, which is wrong.
Right.
So I think it's time to wake up.
There are a lot of things about our education in science, in medicine, we talk about that many times, geography, in physics, a lot of these things are wrong. It's not that the truth is not known, it's that they have been suppressed. Very few people know about this stuff. They just won't talk about it. They won't let people study it. If you say that, well, maybe there is ether, existence of ether, then they'll ridicule you. Okay? So that you will stop talking about it. But maybe secretly they are building weapons that manipulate ether. Who knows? I have no idea. But the point is, yeah, I'm sure you're right, they are. But the point is, we must learn all this new stuff. For our own sake, we have to save ourselves. We cannot delay any longer.
They are very afraid of people uniting. They are very afraid of people saying, I am a citizen of Earth. I am not a British. I am not an American. I am a citizen of Earth. I care about this planet. They don't want unity. They want to divide you up using religion, using anything to separate you, using the winners and the losers instead of competitiveness. What they're using is competitiveness instead of cooperation. If we all cooperated, we wouldn't need competitiveness. We'd have abundance. We need to move to a world of abundance where we have nanotechnology, artificial intelligence. Let this technology come up front. We won't have to work. We can use our brains. We can become more scientific. We just need to get this technology out and get the people in universities to understand this and to allow the students to know it so they can move into the new era instead of sticking with stupid things like banking and stupid things like primitive engineering and old models of science. That's the way forward. Cooperation.
Totally agree.
Moon, 不如为我们听众，你不如重点少少翻译少少，好不好？
其實Neil剛才說的一些，其實Neil剛才說，這一次講大這個 UFO 通識課程叫停或者叫延期，是一個大學裏面很高層的決定。以我們所知，其實有一堆的 VP Grade VP Grade的講大的人，是有個 backup 在的，不單止是科學院說叫停的，所以其實是一個很集體的決定來的。 咁佢都講過，其實呢，喺全世界個學府裏面呢，係有一種勢力係唔俾 UFO 係入到正統嘅。咁而家我哋正攞學分，所以好緊張，所以係有理由我哋相信真係，究竟係咪只係限於喺港大裏面嗌停嘅呢，或者嗌拖延期嘅呢？咁佢舉咗個例子，就係美國係世界權力嘅大哥，如果你同美國唔 friend 呢，你唔可以有核武，你唔可以出口美國，咁你冇錢收啦。 你啲導彈啊唔可以射到過到大氣層某個高度，咁啊冇，當然係唔可以入到世界學府裏面一定係有一個勢力係想呢樣嘢唔入到正統，所以係差唔多呢個事件係好似有一種感覺係千方百計無孔不入，係要 stop 唔俾佢入去大學嘅正統裏面，正統嘅學系裏面做一個學科咁。咁基本上啊 Raymond 頭先都講啦，其實唔係一定係當科學系㗎嘛。
如果將佢擺喺心理學系、社會學系，可能呢會唔係今日咁嘅光景添。其實我正話要補充咗呢，好可能係背後真係有一個陰謀，就係陰謀使到係愚昧我哋香港人又好，學生又好，愚昧我哋等我哋呢唔知道呢啲新嘅技術，唔知道呢啲嘢嘅存在，使我哋係受到我哋每個人不同嘅宗教嘅分離。 使到我哋互相殘殺，而唔可以大家一齊合作。咁如果我哋繼續落去呢，個個人都知道地球係面臨大災難。我哋一定要團結，一定要學識新嘅，一定要了解到原來天外係有天嘅。我哋係可以同外星人有溝通嘅，我哋可以要求佢哋幫我哋忙嘅，嚟解決我哋目前地球嘅問題。我哋係唔一定需要戰爭，唔一定受我哋嘅恐慌嚟控制咗我哋。
所以咧，我谂呢啲系好重要。好啦，咁即系大家都可以真正了解到我哋今日嘅课题嘅背后嗰个重要性啦。即系呢个唔系净系讲学术自由嘅，呢系讲一个新嘅科技、新嘅领域。 这个领域呢是对求对地球现时的问题呢，其实呢可以产生一个好大的回响的，咁亦都可以帮助我哋地球人呢解决我哋面前即係目前面对嘅问题。好啦，咁时间关系啦，咁我哋今晚呢就要同大家讲声拜拜啦。咁多谢我哋各位各嘉宾呢同我哋分享佢哋呢方面嘅知识。咁好啦，咁下星期三呢晚上九点到十点钟呢我哋再喺网上讨论。好，下个星期再会，拜拜。